This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, February 3. For theirs is the kingdom. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount begins with the blessing statements in our reading today. These have become known as the Beatitudes, from the Latin for blessed. And they are not only for the crowd Jesus spoke to that day, but also for us. Here, Jesus declares that to some people belong the kingdom of heaven, to the poor in spirit, and to those who are persecuted because of righteousness. I like to think of these two groups as the forlorn and the forsaken. Forlorn: all is lost, it's hopeless, what am I going to do? Forsaken: pushed beyond our limits, we feel like we're all alone. In The Message, Eugene Peterson writes of the forlorn: "You're blessed when you are at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and His rule in your life." And of the forsaken, he says, "You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom." None of us wants to be forlorn or forsaken, but it is often in the valleys, the trying times in our lives, that we find God finding us. As Psalm 23:4 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." We are blessed, knowing that the King is for us and His kingdom is within us. Pray with me. Lord and Savior, thank you that you never leave us or forsake us, but instead have already given yourself for us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.